State Senate committee took testimony on a bill that spends $546 million in public money. The deal passed the assembly last week. Republican Dewey Strobel chairs the committee. He hopes to have enough votes to pass it in time for the Senate to pass it in November. Another school in the Universities of Wisconsin system is cutting jobs. The UW-Platteville campus announced Tuesday they will eliminate over 100 positions on the campus. The school is facing an over $9 million structural deficit. About 60 people are going to be laid off, while officials plan to cut 31 open positions on the campus. The campus joins UW-Oshkosh in laying off workers amid budget cuts. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms likely, high of 63, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, 49, cloudy.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 53.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
James Harden, although he rejoined the team yesterday, he did not make the trip to Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers injury list getting long. Matt LaFleur.
So Aaron Jones, Josh Myers, Luke Musgrave, Darnell Savage, and Eric Stokes did not practice. Then limited were Jair Alexander, Drake Campbell, Elton Jenkins, Yosh, and Devontae Wyatt.
The Packers host the Vikings on Sunday. College football, the Badgers have their hands full Saturday night when they host Ohio State at Camp Randall, kickoff at 6:30. Why is Ohio State ranked number 3rd in the nation? Luke Fickell.
You see the complete team be able to play together, offense, defense, and special teams, regardless of if they got a first-round draft pick quarterback right now and they're scoring 55 points a game. It's ultimately about winning. You can see it whether it's you watch the offense with the defense or even the special teams.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Isolated thunderstorms likely today, otherwise overcast. High of 67, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Isolated thunderstorms likely, 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. We welcome you in midweek. It is Wednesday, October 25th, 2023, 6 minutes past the hour of noon o'clock. Mr. Zommers, welcome in on a Wednesday.
Here we are today, third day of the new time slot. First day, well, kind of. First day of the new clock.
Yes. And I'm happy to report that they have bought us a brand new grandfather clock. I'm looking at it right in the corner as the hands go back and forth, or the pendulum, I should say.
It's a nice new clock. It's the best new clock. No one else has any clocks like it.
It's the best new clock. Enough of the silliness. There are serious issues happening out in Washington, D.C. as we speak. We are going to keep you up to date on the latest throughout the program today. In Washington, the Republicans, and again, this guy Emmer from Minnesota, who his big black mark against him on his congressional record, according to the majority of the Republican caucus, was that he had the audacity to vote to uphold the 2020 election results, the free and fair election results of 2020. Emmer had the audacity to say, yep, that's right. And for that, Republicans decided, nope, can't go there. And of course, the Trumpster was tweeting out things attacking him last night, calling Emmer a rhino. So we haven't really done the complete calculations. We have to put it into the Scaramucci calculator. But I believe Emmer's term as the Republican nominee for Speaker is about 1/18th of a Scaramucci. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. So what do they do? Republicans decided to go to an election denier. This guy, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, and the latest of about 5 minutes ago, House GOP conference chair Elise Stefanik, no profile and courage herself. Remember, Stefanik was the one that the caucus put in place of Liz Cheney when she had the audacity to vote for the impeachment of Trump after January 6th. Had the audacity to sit on the bipartisan January 6th committee. And for that, Republicans tossed her out and replaced her with Elise Stefanik. Anyway, House Republican Chair Elise Stefanik nominated the designee, Mike Johnson, on the House floor a few moments ago as Republicans looked to fill that vacancy, now going on 3 weeks. She said, quote, on behalf of the House Republican Conference, I rise today to nominate the gentleman from Louisiana, Mike Johnson, as Speaker of the People's House. She said that Johnson, quote, epitomizes what it means to be a servant leader. And thank God that there are barf bags on the Democratic side of the aisle, because I think most of the Democrats got sick after that comment. I'm not sure. Anyway, we're monitoring this in real time As it happens, we'll talk about that on the show today. Also want to talk about Derek Van Orten and also talk about the Republican Party at large in this hour. And joining us in our new time slot, as he does on Wednesdays, and here's the kind of guy Trygve Olsen is. You call him up and you say, hey, look, we got moved beyond my control. He doesn't throw a fit. He doesn't swear. He doesn't say, well, screw you. He just says, sure, I'll be there. That's the kind of guy you want on your team. Trygve Olsen, former Republican like myself. Like myself, has left the party. He is now the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, worked for gentlemen like Mitch McConnell and John McCain. Trygve, welcome back to the show. Thanks for following us to the noon time slot.
You know what? Not a problem, Todd.
See? Ice water in his veins. That's the kind of guy Trygve is. How are things in the nation's capital? Do you see smoke coming from the building there on the hill, or what's going on out there? Can you hear us? We can't hear you if you're talking. Or testing.
I can't hear you.
Oh, really?
Hear you, Todd.
Really? Well, we're working on it. We're working on it. All right. Testing.
There we go.
All right. Are you there now? I just said, you see, even the electronics are having a hard time following this to our new slot. But we're here. I just asked, you know, a little somewhat of jest, but I mean, do you see smoke coming out of the Capitol Dome there in D.C.? What's the vibe? What is it? What's the vibe of D.C., the insiders, people on the street? Is it that they just think these people are nuts, or what's the vibe out there?
Well, I think it depends on where you sit. Right. Perspective is everything.
Right.
I think there are a lot of people on the Democratic side, certainly the mainstream of the Democrats, I think over at the White House, probably amongst the foreign policy and business leadership community, that are looking at this and thinking, oh, my God, this is really not good. Like, mm-hmm. The House needs to get back open. This is failing the most basic tenet of what members of the House are supposed to do. Like, you know, it's not that complicated. Keep the government open, have the Speaker of the House. These are literally the alphabet of democracy and being in the House. So I think there's a lot of concern about that, particularly with, you know, events globally, mm-hmm. are demonstrating that we live in serious times. There's a lot of consternation. I think on the Republican side, there is an understanding that this is a clown show. Mm-hmm. And they are showing to the American voters that this is a clown show. And just how divided the party is. So, but, you know, the question becomes, does Johnson get it just because everybody's exhausted? And it's basically like, we're going to take a bad answer just to have an answer. This guy, mega, election denier, he is the author, I believe, of legislation that would basically impose on blue state, red state cultural values on things like abortion, gay rights. It's not good, really.
I mean, he's not just an election denier. I mean, he voted to or voted against certifying the results of the 2020 election. And again, if you haven't, I'm still in the middle of this book. I got to finish it up. It's a great book by Major Garrett, chief Washington correspondent of CBS, and David Becker. It's called The Big Truth right here. It's a great book, Upholding Democracy in the Age of the Big Lie. And they do a great job going point by point and laying out evidence why the 2020 election was, in fact, one of the most secure and fair presidential elections in American history. And this guy, Johnson from Louisiana, voted against certifying the election. And he was all in, Trygve, on all this Dominion voting nonsense, which, of course, got Fox in a lot of trouble and was proven to be absolutely 100% a lie. And Johnson was all in. This Republicans are looking, and Elise Stefanik nominates him and says, quote, that Johnson, quote, epitomizes what it means to be a servant leader. Untrue, unquote. How do you take that caucus?
Yeah,
how do you take that caucus seriously?
Well, as somebody who worked at one point in 2012 when she was a Paul Ryan Mitt Romney conservative with Elise Stefanik, it's sad to see somebody like Elise, and I can't, she's a hard one for me because I can't explain it, but it is what happens, right? Like this kind of extremism, and for those who haven't seen, we have an entire report of research that we've done on political extremism. Really, that political extremism is playing out. And it probably isn't surprising that political extremism and radicalization is playing out in the House, because ultimately the House is representative of the American people. And to a large degree, the House between elections is probably the best gauge of how divided or how united the American people are and what's going on within the electorate. And what's going on the right within the Republican Party and the electorate is clown.
And to that point, Trevi, there were reports in Politico yesterday, politico.com, that Democrats put out feelers, however you want to say it, the word was on the street between staff, that Democrats, in order to get Emmer from Minnesota, at least a guy who voted to certify the election, as our friend Jeff Timmer pointed out, he did sign on to the amicus brief of the Supreme Court to challenge votes in Pennsylvania, but at least he voted to certify the overall election. And Democrats, to get some form of sanity and to move forward, let it be known among staff, hey, we're not going to vote for Emmer, but if he'll commit to the deal with Biden and the Senate on the budget and keeping government open, and if he'll agree to Ukraine and Israeli aid, we'll make sure that enough of our folks, you know, don't make it back from the bathroom in time and sit the vote out so as to lower the amount that Emmer needs to get elected speaker. And Emmer reportedly, according to Politico, rebuffed that and said, no, I'm either going to get all Republican votes to be the speaker or no speaker at all. So once again, Democrats trying their best to bring sanity to the House and move forward, but Republicans are just absolutists.
Yeah, there's no compromise, and democracy breaks down when people are unwilling to compromise. And I think, you know, we see that in Wisconsin, we see it in our daily lives. And ironically, it isn't the way a lot of these people live their lives outside of their politics. But the reality is, you know, Democrats want to get the House open. You know, aid to Israel is a 75-25 issue. Aid to Ukraine is probably a 37 issue. They're broadly supported across a divided America. Keeping the government open was, you know, a 75-80-20 issue. But I think what you have to understand about MAGA and Donald Trump and the people who basically got rid of McCarthy in the first place, the eight, they revel in chaos. And that's what they want. And Emmer, despite some of his failings, probably was as good as it was going to get until either attrition takes its toll and Republicans, you know, who have been voting against Jim Jordan, ultimately capitulate to somebody who might be worse than Johnson, or they grow a spine and 20 of them go to Democrats and say, all right, who do we need to elect? Mm-hmm. And if Tom Emmer doesn't want to take it, you know, then maybe they have to go outside and find somebody who could.
We're going to come back, talk more. Trigvy, is this the signaling of the unraveling of the Republican Party as a whole? We'll get Trigvy's take on that, yours as well. Back aboard for this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with
more Garth, more Reba, Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's Coffee, Conversation, and Country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, WisCountry.
Winona.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Break is it? Turn my mic on. I want to say something to Trigby. I thought we were in the bottom of all these new breaks, and I'm like, I forgot we were just taking a minute break there.
Yeah, sorry. Now the short breaks are shorter, and the long break is longer.
Sounds like my dating life. Anyway, here's what's going on in the House right now. According to Scott Bauer, Trigby Olson, by the way, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican, worked for it one time. John McCain and Mitch McConnell, among others, has done democracy work around the world and now with the Lincoln Project. Get this, Trigby. Scott Bauer, in the great reporter here in Wisconsin, AP, reports that the only Republicans not present for today's vote in the House on the speaker is Representative Derek Van Orten, who is still in Israel.
It's embarrassing. I
just want to bring that up because apparently this is late breaking news. So I just want to get that out there. We'll talk about Mr. Van Orten in a moment.
He's on a super secret double probation mission. Right. But he isn't doing his job. It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing. We're going to get to Derek Van Orten in a minute, but I want to get to this question we posed right before the break because there was a great, I thought it was a great article in, on CNN last night, not on the air, but on their website. It was an opinion piece, and it was entitled, "We Could Be Witnessing the Republican Party Break Apart in Real Time." It's by Thomas Belkursky. And I'm not going to read the entire thing here, but it starts out, "The United States has been without a Speaker of the House of Representatives since October 3rd. Democrats are aligned behind Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries," and it goes on to talk about Republicans. It says, "Once again, this House of Representatives is making history. It was the first to use a motion to vacate the speakership in 100 years and has now become the first Congress to need two speaker elections with multiple ballots and maybe by the end of this show, a third. With so much turmoil in Congress," he writes, "I have been asked by my students," he's a professor, "and the general public nearly every day, what comes next?" And he goes through and he lays out this kind of analogous narrative to the Whig Party. There's a lot of history here. But Trey, this, what I want to ask you is, this is not the first time in American history where we've seen a major party just kind of start unraveling. In your opinion, this unprecedented time that we're in with a majority party not able to settle on a speaker, to your point before the break, they seem to be taking their orders now from Trump directly. It's Trumpism, not Republican Party. Is the Republican Party that you and I grew up with, that we were once a part of, that we're part of our lives, it was our life, I'll say that for me at least, for a while. Is that party gone? Is it just unraveling before our eyes?
I think it's already unraveled, really, in some ways. In fact, as part of the research project that we're working on at the Lincoln Democracy Institute, I've been writing a report that's going to come out sometime, maybe in the next month. I've been saying that for months, because you know how writing research
yes.
goes. But that it focuses on what we call the Bannon line, and you and I would be examples of the Bannon line, former Republicans who are still conservative but are voting for Democrats on occasion. And then and so there's that group, Liz Cheney, you know, Adam Kinzinger, all those people who've left the party, really, but who are still conservative politically. Then there's traditional conservatives who on economics tend to be sort of limited government, or at least profess to be that. And then there's MAGA. And really the only thing that unites the those three factions is cultural issues. And even to a degree, a lot of the Bannon line people who've left are ones who left over things like Dobbs, more moderate conservatives. And so if you look at those three pieces, they are independent of each other. The only thing that's kind of keeping it together is that traditional conservatives, who are actually the largest group of the three, continue to appease the Trump wing because they are afraid that if they cross it, they will lose in primaries. Mm-hmm. And that is a reality, in part because, you know, think about the Republican presidential party in Wisconsin, primary in Wisconsin. People like you and I aren't going to vote in that primary, a lot of them. Mm-hmm. We might, mm-hmm. because we're political geeks, but most people won't,
right,
who are conservatives, and they would be people that wouldn't vote for Donald Trump. So part of the reason why Donald Trump is dominating the primary, part of the reason why MAGA candidates dominate primaries, is because there has been a whole tranche of people who've left. And at the same time, those who have remained in the traditional conservative camp, Mike Gallagher, are never going to stand up to Donald Trump out of fear that they'll lose their seat. And Mike Gallagher wants to be Secretary of Defense or Secretary of State or some broader ambition. And so they appease Trump. And I think that's what Elise Stefanik has done. You know, you can't beat them, join them. And it's ironic because 20% of the conservative movement in this country, the MAGA conservatives who have their own set of fears and live in their own media ecosystem and reality, are dominating the entire Republican Party and the conservative, what it means to be a conservative.
Trivy, I just said I saw our colleague here at Civic, Dominic Selvia, is here in Madison today. I saw him before the show went on, and we talked about this a little bit. And I said, Dom, what's just blows my mind is we have a Republican Party who they're not trying to put us elect a speaker, and they're not saying, you know, at least I'll give Nikki Haley credit and say she's trying to have some sort of a discussion around women's right over their body and abortion and say, look, we're not going to lock women up for having an abortion. We have to have some rational, you know, that you can understand. There have been Republican Party debates on abortion, you know, since God was a boy, or whether or not, you know, so-and-so is a war hawk. Look, we're in you know, tough international times. Someone's going to be tough on international defense or the deficit. Those aren't the discussions, Trigby. We are literally having a discussion right now amongst our former party on a speaker based on, well, that guy voted to certify a legit election. I don't know if we can trust him or not. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally debating the basic elements of our democracy with a whole bunch of people that aren't committed to them. You know, I'm reading a great book, Todd, that I would recommend to listeners who are interested. It's called Jesus and John Wayne. I'd recommend it to you.
I like the title.
And it's really a history of the evangelical conservative movement in the United States, written by an evangelical conservative from Iowa, I believe. She has seen how she feels like it's gone astray. But it is fascinating, and it really will give listeners' insights into part of what's going on here, and the irony that that Donald Trump has become almost a poster child for that movement.
Trump literally called, I mean, he used the name Jesus Christ yesterday, saying that, well, you know, if Jesus Christ came down, he could probably elect a speaker. He could get it done. I mean, blasphemy by the former president, and they still vote for him. We're going to come back, give you an update on the speaker vote. More with Trigby Olson after this. Don't go anywhere. We're talking Wisconsin politics as well. This is the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. A mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, the 565th mass shooting this year, also the deadliest.
I never thought I'd grow up and get a bullet in my leg, and it's just why do people do this?
Zoe Hutchinson was grazed in the leg at the bowling alley, one of the locations the gunman opened fire. She and her mom barricaded in a room. It's believed at least 20 people were killed.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A senior federal law enforcement official tells CBS News that at least 20 people, possibly more, were shot and killed at two locations in Lewiston, Maine. The shootings happened last night shortly before 7 local time. Maine Public Safety Commissioner Mike Shawshuk.
There are multiple scenes in the city, to include multiple hospitals, multiple follow-ups, a lot of witnesses we're speaking with, and a lot of leads. The general public has been very cooperative and very forthcoming with information.
Hundreds of officers now searching for 40-year-old Richard Card. A resident is shocked that such a thing has happened in one of the country's safest states.
My insides are just really sick over this. I've heard people that have family members in there. There was a girl down there with 5 people, all got shot up. And they're like frantic.
The Israel Defense Forces says its ground forces carried out a relatively large incursion into the Gaza Strip overnight to attack Hamas positions. CBS's Holly Williams in East Jerusalem says this only adds to the misery of those stuck there.
More than 5,000 pregnant women in Gaza are expected to give birth in the next month. With hospitals overwhelmed, the UN wants to distribute home birthing kits containing soap, a plastic sheet, and scissors for cutting the umbilical cord. But so far, they can't get them in. Even before this war, Gaza was mired in poverty. 80% of its people relied on international aid.
The union representing striking movie and television actors said its negotiating committee spent yesterday reviewing the latest counteroffer from studios and will be, quote, meeting across the table with the CEOs today. Meanwhile, Ford and the UAW have come to terms, says CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
This tentative agreement means those workers will be able to start going back to work as Ford brings back online several of its key plants that make huge money makers like the F-150 and the Ford Explorer.
The new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, says Republicans are ready to get to work.
We're in the majority right now. We've gone through a little bit of suffering. We've gone through a little bit of character building. And you know what it's produced? More strength, more perseverance, and a lot of hope. And that's what we're about to deliver to the American people.
The federal government says more than 13 million people, children that is, lived in food insecure households last year. More from CBS's Allison Keyes.
1 million more households with children had trouble getting enough food last year compared with the year before. That's according to the USDA. There have been reports from food banks and the Census Bureau finding that hunger is on the rise for low-income Americans.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use it directed.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You may be aware that online crime is a huge threat. But did you know this problem could be a great career opportunity for you? Cybersecurity experts are in high demand and well paid. You can position yourself for this specialty in months, not years, at My Computer Career, even with no prior IT experience. Learn how you can train for this rewarding career at MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Trudy's doing DC, baby. The rest of the week I'll be there. You know, I got some big guests lined up.
And you'll have to tune in for those very special guests live from Washington, D.C. this Wednesday and Thursday. Catch the broadcast starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
The deep three.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in the offensively tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State wildlife officials unanimously approved a new wolf management plan for Wisconsin on Wednesday. The new plan does not include specific population goals for the entire state. Instead, the plan recommends a population of around 1,000 animals, but allows for more flexibility in certain areas of the state. While conservation groups applauded the new plan, farmers and hunters worry that the plan will allow too many wolves to prey on livestock and deer in northern Wisconsin. There's a new member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Governor Evers is tapping longtime Eau Claire City employee Carrie Ripel. She served in the city clerk and human resources offices since 2011. Ripel says she'll be able to provide an expert's opinion in the role. She'll keep her job in Eau Claire while making regular trips to Madison. Her appointment is subject to state Senate approval. I'm Nate Wegehout. This is Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms likely. High of 63. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, 49, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
Dark of night on Thursday, before Jim Jordan's final vote, hopped a plane to Israel. And there are apparently rumors or even reports that he never even told his staff this. Went to Israel, sent out a long diatribe, looked like he wrote it himself, and he said that he, quote, had quote, made a promise to the Jews, unquote, and therefore felt that he couldn't do any more in Washington. And so he was going to Israel, as he claims to be a former Navy SEAL, to help firsthand. And Trigvi, I'm going to give you the floor in a second, but I just wanted to set this up. There are tense negotiations to get Israeli Americans out of the hands of Hamas, a terror group, who are hostages. There are over reports of 200 Palestinian Americans trying to get out of Gaza. You know, give us the context. As someone who has worked with people like McCain and McConnell internationally, what a rogue actor like Van Orten is going to potentially do to those negotiations.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Last time I checked, there was a contract to promise to the people of the 3rd District, not just Republicans, everyone who he represents, and there are several key votes going on in the floor of the House of Representatives to get the person second in line to the presidency, the line of succession in order, and Derek Van Orten abandons them, goes AWOL, and takes a powder.
Yeah, I mean, I think Derek Van Odwin is, it's hard to say what he's thinking. I kind of think he strikes me as one of these guys who really ran for office because he likes to be on Fox News, and then he wraps himself in, I'm a Navy SEAL. I'm not sure what we really know about Derek Van Odwin, because the truth of the matter is, we know that he says and talks a lot about his service, and that is admirable that he served. But he, beyond that, he really doesn't provide a lot, and he isn't doing his job, which is just embarrassing for the people of Wisconsin. And quite frankly, if you're one of the MAGA Republicans in the 3rd District, or a traditional Republican who voted for Derek Van Odwin over Pfaff, you probably should be asking yourself at this seminal moment for your cause, the election of a speaker, where is Derek Van Odwin? He's not there. He's in Israel because he made a promise to the Jews. It's just perplexing.
Very perplexing.
And it's not the kind of thing Steve Gunderson or Ron Kind or Scott Klug or Mike Gallagher or any of these others would.
Right.
I mean, shoot, the Democrats are all there, and they're just basically casting votes right now that because the mainstream Republicans won't work with them. They're just basically casting votes over and over again, sitting around watching this.
I want to remind people that you can speak for yourself, Trickby, but I want to remind people I've talked at length on this show. I am in 100% support of Israel and defending themselves, and I think we have to continue to do that. But to me, if you want to support, you know, quote unquote, his words, not mine, Derek Van Orten, the Jews, or if you want to support Israel, I would think the best way to do that is by being in Congress to elect a speaker so that you can appropriate more money for that cause. And Trigvi, we played a great quote by Mitch McConnell yesterday, who is, I believe it was Margaret Brennan, who interviewed him over the weekend, that said, let me just talk to you about, he was using the Ukrainian aid, but I think, you tell me if I'm right, it goes to Israeli aid as well. When we're approving all this money for aid, what we're doing, McConnell said, is taking arms and weaponry that has become somewhat dated and sending that overseas, then we are investing these millions of dollars into local manufacturing across, he named how many states, I think 18 states, to build new and replace it. So it's a win-win.
It is a win-win. And to be honest, like Ukrainian aid, I'm a huge supporter of Israel and in terms of what happened there. And you can have sympathy for the non-terrorist Palestinians who, quite frankly, are being punished because Hamas is an autocratic organization that has run Palestine into the ground, the Gaza Strip into the ground. Mm-hmm. But the reality is we have to defend Israel. Quite frankly, we need to engage in Ukraine. When Donald Trump, the leading candidate for the Republican Party, is saying the first thing that he's going to do when elected is pull the United States out of NATO, people in Wisconsin might not think that NATO matters. It's really unfortunate their grandparents or great-grandparents who saw what happened in World War II aren't around. And anybody who thinks that the two aren't interrelated is kidding themselves. And the ultimate consequence history has shown of that kind of lemming instinct is a lot of people suffering both in America and beyond.
Mr. Zomer, I'm going to give you a note over the air here. If we could dial up C-SPAN, if there's any way we could dial up the live feed from C-SPAN, because we are getting now close. Johnson from Louisiana has 202 votes for speaker. Jeffries has 190, now 91, and no defection so far for Republicans as we get close here. Also, looks like the president of the United States is getting ready to, well, he's doing a joint addressed in the Rose Garden on something else that appears. But if we get close here, if we're actually going to have a speaker, we'll go to that live feed of C-SPAN here and we'll take that live. Johnson now at 206. He needs 217 in order to be elected speaker. Your point is well taken, Trigvi, on the United Nations. And this came, ironically, yesterday was United Nations Day. I'm not sure whether Trump realized that or not. But these are dangerous times. And if we ever needed someone with experience in the Oval Office, it's now.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Biden has been leading in many ways in a very Reagan-esque sort of way. Mm-hmm. And in a way, quite frankly, that Obama didn't, that George W. Bush didn't. The speech that he gave on American foreign policy, really no president, you have to go back to George H.W. Bush to have a president who can give that. The contrast between that traditional American, Reagan-esque, Kennedy-esque foreign policy versus Trumpism and the isolationist wing of the Republican Party, which has existed and which, quite frankly, was the reason that we didn't engage more during World War II and caused the death of a lot of Jewish people that didn't have to necessarily happen, was the isolationist wing of the Republican Party. Yeah. The same one that we're seeing with Trump and the same one that we're going to see with Johnson as Speaker.
And speaking of that, Trigvi, we are, it appears that Johnson's going to, he is now at 210 with no defections. I mean, talk about for a second while we wait for this, Trigvi, the historic nature of the Republican Party about to elect, it appears, a flat-out election denier. And is this a danger to democracy overall?
It isn't good for democracy. It's a bad trend because what it shows is, again, those people who are uncomfortable with Johnson and the election denial within the Republican Party, appeasing those people just to get things done. And what autocratic forces inevitably do is they wear down the other side. And that is a classic case of what's happened here. It isn't good in the long run, I think, because it's going to make it really hard for aid to Israel and Ukraine and even keeping the government open. I don't know how long Johnson lasts.
Yeah, that's a great point on that. So we're at 214 now. It takes 217. Mr. Zomers, let's go to this into break. Take the audio here. This is from C-SPAN, live from the House of Representatives on the House floor right now.
Williams of Georgia.
Fulton County, Georgia. Those are
Hakeem Jeffries. Williams of New York.
The son of a firefighter, Mike
Johnson.
Johnson now at 215.
Williams of Texas.
Takes two more to elect Johnson Speaker.
Johnson.
And he just got another.
Wilson of Florida. Wilson of Florida. Jeffries. Wilson of South Carolina. Johnson.
And there it is.
Johnson.
Johnson now at 218. It appears that Mike Johnson of Louisiana has now been elected the Speaker of the House. We're going to take a break. We are up against the clock here. And there's another flip from before, another vulnerable Democrat, or another vulnerable Republican voting for Johnson. He is going to be the Speaker of the House. Come back after this with Trigvi Olsen and talk more about the new Speaker here in just a moment. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Jeffries. Vicente Gonzalez. Vicente Gonzalez. Ben Orden. Ben Orden.
If there are any members who did not answer the call of the roll, they may come
Ben Orden.
To the well.
And
welcome back to the show. This is Todd Allball of the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Trivia Olson. The silence is deafening. When Derek Van Orten's name was read, he was absent. He was not there. Derek Van Orten has gone AWOL to the constituents of the 3rd Congressional District and was one of a handful of people not in the House to elect a speaker. Trigvi Olson, your thoughts.
Well, I think Derek Van Odwan has, the silence is deafening. He's embarrassed himself. He's embarrassed the people of the 3rd Congressional District. He hasn't served them. He hasn't even served the MAGA Republicans to whom he demonstrates constant fidelity, because he wasn't there for the most important vote that any member of Congress takes, which is the one to organize the House of Representatives. I mean, it's embarrassing, Todd.
It is embarrassing. I think that's
the sound of silence.
You're right.
That will have to be the new lead-in on all Derek Van Orten.
This sounds
with that laid over.
Absolutely, the sound of silence. Representative Johnson, Mike Johnson of Louisiana, 220 votes. Hakeem Jeffries, 209, with all members present having voted. Mike Johnson, an election denier, someone who was all in on the Dominion voting machine scandal, which was a lie, is now the second person in line to the presidency of the United States of America. I'm going to be interested, Trigvi, to hear from the Republican Party of Wisconsin, in particular, our friend Brian Schimming, the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. What is he going to say about Derek Van Odwan, to use your term, missing this vote? What do you say if you're Brian Schimming about Van Orden?
I don't about Van Orden?
Yeah.
How
do you defend this if you're Schimming?
I don't know. I don't even... I mean, Brian is a talker, so maybe he can talk his way out of this one for Van Orden.
I think...
Good. What do you think, Somers?
I think that his best bet is to just not address it and hope that nobody notices.
I think that's probably the strategy they're going to take.
Yeah, because you haven't heard a word from him since he left the country. Haven't heard a word from him.
No.
And I think this is, this is a great opportunity for Democrats in the 3rd District if they don't mess it up, right?
It should be, because here's the thing. If the Democratic Party in the state of Wisconsin and every one of those five candidates who's running in the 3rd, they can take this free advice for what it's worth. But they need to be reminding people of that silence, and they need to be explaining to people across partisan lines that it's an embarrassment to those people. It's not who they are. It's embarrassing that their member of Congress didn't answer the bell on the most important job and vote that he could take, because he's off on some kind of trip that is unexplained what he's doing.
Yeah.
He is not reporting for duty. He is off. You know, he'll probably try and say it was some clandestine mission, or I don't know what he's going to try and say, but just do your job, man.
And I hope to goodness that, and I don't want to get into this too far, but there were a couple of members, one of whom, Francesca Hong here in the Madison area, who I've supported, I think is a good person. And then you have State Senator Chris Larson, another Democrat. They have this resolution going around the state capitol calling for, you know, withdrawal from Palestine and you know, carrying on and on about this. And this is, you know, we've gone into this ad nauseum yesterday on the show. Matt Flynn, former two-term Democratic Party chairman, called them out yesterday and said, we don't need this. This is not a winning strategy for Democrats in the state of Wisconsin. So you have a guy here who has abdicated his responsibility in Van Orden. I mean, don't mess this up. It's just my hope for Democrats, particularly in the 3rd District.
Yeah, I mean, I think, sorry, I'm a little distracted because I have somebody texting me.
A lot going
text
on.
Back. But the reality is this is a huge opportunity for people in the 3rd District. I mean, that ad writes itself.
Right.
And quite frankly, it should be the kind of thing that can be leveraged with those Bannon line kind of voters that I was talking about, those voters that are sitting there in the middle who are conservatives, but who are really uncomfortable with MAGA and its tactics. Here, between Johnson getting elected and Van Odwin not being there for the vote.
Here's some free advice for Democrats. Look, I got no problem with you know, basic legalized marijuana, but how about less marijuana and less withdrawal from Palestine talk and more talk about saving the University of Wisconsin system and public education? That would seem to be an agenda that would resonate more. How about doing your duty, unlike Derek Van Orden? I don't know, Trigvy, you're a bigger consultant than I ever was. Don't those sound like better winning messages for rural Wisconsin?
Honest to God, workforce development, the University of Wisconsin system, public education. You know, all those things are going to be choice. All those things are going to be impacted by who's Speaker of the House. And Derek Van Odwin wasn't there to cast a vote. That is an embarrassment and a dereliction of duty. And I think maybe that's the other thing that they should be adding in, dereliction of duty and embarrassing, because that's what it was. And the truth of the matter is, if you look at the way the guy behaves himself, he's not the guy you want as your neighbor, because he's going to be like Clint Eastwood mumbling, get off my lawn.
About a minute here, a minute and a half left, Trigvy. As a Packers owner, are these guys going to get back on track? Can we salvage the season, or do we just have to move on to next year?
See, you know what? I view this as kind of a season of growing. And, you know, it's odd that Jordan Love's biggest defender is Aaron Rodgers. Did you see that?
He's no, I didn't see that. Really?
Yeah, he was. saying, you know, it hems and flows. But the here's the thing, is there is nothing I enjoy more than Packer wins. If there is one thing, it's the Vikings losing. Mm-hmm. And so this is a big weekend for me, because it's a potential twofer, right? If the Packers can beat the Vikings,
right,
that would be a great thing. If they don't, though, I'm okay with it. I just think this is a year where they're building. They got a lot of young guys. They're going to get their act together. I really think they will.
By the way, on the way out, Trigvy Olson for Lincoln Project, thank you so much. Guess whose birthday it is today? Katy Perry.
No.
It is.
Seriously?
It's Katy Perry's birthday today.
I'm slacking.
If you play that Peacock song again, I'm going to puke.
No, we're not going. We don't have time. Trigvy Olson, we appreciate you so much, my friend. Thanks for giving us the latest updates from D.C. We'll see you next week.
Yep, this was great.
Yep, appreciate you. Stay tuned. More on the other side.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio. Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Special Report.
We have an active shooter. We have multiple injuries.
A manhunt is underway in Maine after police say at least 20 people were killed and more than 50 hurt in Lewiston. CBS's Laura Hayfoley is there.
Local authorities say the shooting